Hello, this is Climate and Community, Maine Voices for Action, with a Climate to Thrive. This five-minute weekly program will illuminate stories of climate courage, solutions, and resilience-building action, with a focus on communities leading the way right here in coastal Maine.
I'm your host, Wilson Hames. This week, Climate and Community continues the conversation with members of the Brooklyn Climate Response Committee, Corinne and Doug, to learn about how they have sought to reach new members of their community with a specific interest in engaging younger generations.
Our generation grew up when we believed what scientists, by and large, told us. Sometimes that was wrong, but a lot of times it was right. We grew up when people were landing on the moon. It was so exciting and so unbelievable to see what we as a country could do when we put some money and a lot of scientific effort towards a project. That's something we could do with climate change.
10 years ago, I would say, I don't know what we can do about it, but we can do something about it. The answers are here. And the frustration is getting those things implemented and getting large support behind them and to have the misinformation, to put it politely, that's going around about efforts that could reduce emissions. It's very frustrating, but you just try to keep your head down and keep going.
Through their involvement with the Climate Response Committee, Corinne and Doug have found ways to reach people of all ages, interests, and backgrounds to welcome them into the climate movement. In our last segment, Corinne and Doug shared the success they've achieved through their energy coaching program. Today, Corinne shares more about their community potlucks.
I was interested in diet and how it relates to climate change. So I reached out to the Brooklyn Food Corps. We had a brainstorming session and came up with the potluck idea, and it really went from there. The feedback has been very good altogether. The attendance rose from the first summer potluck to the second potluck. So I think it's a great way to start conversations, that it's not just people being together, but you really can have a gentle message and get people thinking about it. So I think we have had some influence with it.
The potlucks really add a different group of folks that maybe aren't all that interested in climate change, but it gives us an opportunity to put our foot in the door and talk a little bit about it. We're hoping to plant some seeds of consciousness.
I think the potlucks tie into an old Maine tradition that is not as widespread as it used to be. So I think people are looking for those type of social interactions. But in terms of the education part, I think that one has to use a very light touch with it to say the primary purpose of this is to be together. We're not going to hit you over the head with it. So it's just, again, it's just planting that seed. It's making sure that people know that the committee exists. And I think the message has to be told over and over again.
While the potlucks provide a great avenue for families, the Climate Response Committee recognizes the need to reach students and teachers to inspire conversations about climate change and solutions in classrooms. Doug describes a recent program that was funded by the Island Institute, the Brooklyn Food Corps, and an anonymous donor.
We've had some success in our local K-8 school with a tree planting program. We purchase a little tree for each rising kindergarten kid, and they come out and help plant it in a little nursery that we built out in front of the school, and they keep an eye on it and tend it and weed it and water it until they're in seventh grade. And then the idea, hasn't happened yet, is to dig it up and plant it somewhere else in town. And these are tree species that are based on the idea of assisted forest migration. Basically, the idea that climate change is happening way quicker than forest species can move. Oak trees can only move with the range of a squirrel each year on their march north. We can help that by establishing little islands of greater diversity here where we are now. Some of those species won't make it. Some of those species may become really critical down the road. So that seems to be a way that kids can be personally involved in something like this, and hopefully that will grow into a greater climate awareness as well.
Through their varied approach to climate action, Corinne and Doug have cultivated interest and awareness that has brought greater connection in their community, both to the natural world and to the people around them. To learn more about the committee, their programs, and resources, visit their website at www.brooklynmaine.com and head to their climate response page.
This has been Climate and Community with the Climate to Thrive, Thursdays at 8:30 a.m. Thanks for listening.